on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we have got you on the voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm seriously thinking about not allowing my brother to speak at my mother's funeral.
Why not?
Well, he's basically been estranged from the family, especially my mother, for 15 years now.
Oh, wow.
Over a stupid argument over well, it started about money, but, I mean, it built from there. And now he wants to show up at her funeral and speak like he's, you know, the precious son who's never done anything wrong and has been there for her. I just can't. My sister and I have taken care of Mom. He didn't come when she got cancer. He didn't send Christmas cards, birthday cards, nothing. And now this?
Well, first off, sorry. I'm sorry to hear about your mom.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
So did they not speak at all, I guess? And there was no community. Obviously, we don't need to really get into like what the argument was about other than over money. But she didn't reach out. He didn't reach out. There was not much of a...
No, they were both very stubborn.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
So for 15 years, nobody said anything. So your brother finds out your mom's passed away. And
he's allowed to come to the funeral, though, right? You just don't want him to speak?
Yeah, he can come. He can even sit up front with the family and grieve like the rest of us. But no, he's not speaking.
And he told you he wants to speak.
Yes.
And are you planning the funeral? Who's planning the funeral?
I am.
You're playing
just like everything else.
And he told you he wants.
Do you think it's something your mom would have wanted? Do you think she would have wanted him to say something?
I honestly don't know. I guess that's part of my issue here. I just don't know what she would have wanted on this.
Why?
That's tough.
Why not give him the opportunity to say something?
Well, I guess he's had plenty of opportunities to speak to her.
I mean, I guess you're not wrong. Like, why not say something, I guess, when he had the chance to, right?
Exactly, when she was alive. He knew she was sick. He knew she was in hospice. But he didn't even call. No letter, nothing.
And you guys told him, obviously. You told him, like, what state she was in. And I'm assuming, at least since they weren't talking, were you reaching out to your brother and letting him know what was going on so he had the opportunity to mend things?
Yes, my sister did more than I did, but yes.
Okay, so he had the information.
Yeah.
When is the funeral?
It's on Saturday.
Okay. Well, let's talk this out. So Anonymous is saying, my mother passed away again. I'm sorry to hear it. My brother and her were estranged. There was an argument about 15 years ago. And again, there's two different sides of the story, right? And now, though, that she's passed away, he would like to show up to the funeral and say some things. I don't want him to. I don't really want him to. Even though, like, I'm saying something, you say you're going to speak, right?
Yeah.
And is anybody else speaking?
My sister.
So the two of you are speaking, but he is not. Are there any other siblings?
Just the three of us.
But you're not going to give him the opportunity to speak?
I don't want to.
Is that the right thing to do, considering this is like someone's funeral? You know, and Mom ain't here to really have the final word on this. So 410-583-1065. Jess, do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
The reason why it would make me a little apprehensive about him speaking is because I wouldn't know what kind of speech is he going to give, because obviously they left their relationship in a bad place. And I feel like what the funeral is not a time and place for is for him to basically talk trash about your mom.
You think he would talk trash?
Well, that's the thing, is like, grief is handled in a lot of different ways and weird ways. And I just feel like everyone's high emotions right now. And there's just no way to regulate or to know what angle he's coming from and like what kind of pain he's in and all that kind of stuff.
I would just hate to like not give somebody. I mean, you know, my family dynamic's kind of weird, right? Like, me and my siblings get into it, you know, then right now we're all pretty good, which is a rarity. But I would hate to be in like a moment with a sibling and then not give them the opportunity and like later look back on that and be like, damn it, I wish I wouldn't have like taken that away from them. You're not wrong. But like, are you really the gatekeeper of saying like you can't say goodbye to your mother the way you want to?
I feel like he was given plenty of opportunities.
He was. He was. Yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. All right. Anonymous says, my brother was estranged from my mom for 15 years after an argument. They didn't really talk. He had the chance while she was sick to come say something. But now that she passed away, now he wants to show up and give a speech at the funeral. I want to say no. I want to say, do not let this man do this. But do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it? Who's up?
This is Denise in Pasadena on one.
I mean, Denise, she's considering saying, like, listen, I know you're my brother, but like, you can't speak at our mom's funeral. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it?
You know, I think she's making a mistake. Everybody keeps talking about, like, what this guy didn't do for the last 15 years. And, like, okay, I get it. And he's the one that has to live with that. But he also has to live with the fact that he missed birthdays. Well, he missed holidays.
Right.
He missed precious time with her. And I think that the punishment's really going to carry forever.
But
now she's, like, trying to talk about taking away this, like, one of the last chances that he has to say goodbye. And I don't know. I don't think that's right.
But I guess I'm thinking more of, like, the overall feel of the funeral. You know what I mean? Like, is this going to make the thing feel more tense? Is it going to bring up the resentment?
I don't know. I don't think it's about whether a funeral is going to go smooth or not, because you're still going to be sad regardless, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
I don't think it's also about rewarding who was the best person towards this person and whether he was the best son. He wasn't.
Okay.
But it's kind of about honoring the person who passed away. And I think that the sister's kind of acting like giving a speech is like a prize. And I don't think it is. It's just closure.
I mean, that's kind of a good point. Like, you don't, yeah, it's not really about him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really about the mom, right? Like,
but
it's not about her either.
I mean, I don't know. I think from the sister's perspective, I can see them thinking he is making it about him.
I don't think that it's like a contest, but what I do think is that a funeral happens once, right?
Right,
yes.
Yeah.
If she stops him from doing the speech, she's going to regret that forever.
Yeah.
And the funeral, you don't get to redo. There's no do-overs, there's no second chances. So if he gets up there and he makes it about himself, that's kind of on him.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to give him the opportunity, and I kind of think that's wrong. So if his own mother's funeral isn't the place to say goodbye, then what exactly is he supposed to do with it?
That's a good point. Thank you for calling. I want to talk to Chrissy in Parkville. Chrissy, you've got a pretty interesting perspective because of your profession. What do you do, Chrissy?
I'm a funeral director.
Mm.
So you've seen a couple of these funerals in your lifetime. So what do you think?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. I've had family actually hire security to keep certain family members out. So,
wow.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of dynamics over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I agree with her completely. And funerals, like, you know, we mentioned earlier, they're not about, you know, the people grieving. I mean, they are for the people grieving. You know, I always say death is for, you know, the living to process their grief. But mm-hmm. but like I was saying earlier, there's one emotion stronger than grief, and that is regret. And I tell people all the time, don't wait until your family is dead before you let them know how much you care. Don't buy flowers at the funeral. Buy flowers just because, you know?
Dang.
And I tell people that all the time. Because once that day comes, and everyone keeps saying, oh, there's only one funeral. Well, there's only one life you live, too. People don't think of that. There's
so,
no, you know, your parents aren't going to live forever. Your grandparents aren't going to live forever. And people just, they want to push everything to the side until it's too late. And I'm sorry he's going through this, but, like, the caller said, oh, well, he missed birthdays. Okay, that was on him, though. No one was preventing him from missing these birthdays and these holidays. So I'm sorry, but he's going to have to get a therapist, figure it out on his own. But, you know, he should not be allowed to speak. This is not about him and his, whatever he's got going on.
Mm.
You don't think that sounds, and I say this with all sincerity, but you don't think that sounds a smidge insensitive?
Absolutely not. You know, he had the opportunity, you know, I could see, okay, let's say he was in the military and he couldn't make it. Okay, that's one thing because something was preventing him. What was preventing him from seeing his mom on her birthday? What was preventing him from calling her on Mother's Day? Nothing. It
or
was
when
his
she was
own
in the
pride.
Hospital or hospice.
And, yeah, Yeah.
And why do you need an audience? Pride. What do you need the audience for? Exactly. The audience should have been one, and it should have been her.
Right.
Damn.
And I see that all the time. I've had families come up to me and say, look, you know, I can't believe he's even had the funeral. He didn't care about this person. I hear that all the time. But now that they're, you know, a person passed away, they use that as a way for to get, you know, sympathy from others or,
oof,
oh, I guess, oh, time off work, you know, because, oh, my mom died, even though in reality, you didn't care about your mom. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but I see it all the
time.
Yeah,
no, this, listen, you are more of an expert than we are on this topic. So I'm glad you called. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hey, Jessica in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, she wants to tell her brother, you listen, you can't speak at our mom's funeral. Do we tell her to go for that or we talk her out of it?
No, she should definitely not allow him to. This is something that actually happened in my family.
Yeah.
My uncle stopped speaking to my grandparents for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. Mom also has a sister and a brother, kind of the same dynamic. He knew my grandpa was dying, that he was sick. He lived in the same house, refused to talk to them for 5 years. And when he finally died, he spoke at the funeral, and my aunt walked out.
Oof.
My grandma obviously is still alive. She's healthy, so she allowed him to speak.
Yeah.
But down the line, you know, when my grandma passes, there's no way he's talking at her funeral. I mean, he's not talking to her now.
I'm just so curious, like, what was that speech like? Was it like, because obviously if they didn't have a relationship, like, what was the purpose of him speaking?
He's a narcissist. I really just think that it was to make himself feel better, not really about my grandpa, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It was putting on a show, like, oh, I'm a good son, like, I'm giving a speech, you know, I love my dad. And I don't think that he didn't love him, but he loved his pride and his ego in the way of speaking to his dad in his final days. And the other caller said regret is worse than anything else. Like,
yeah.
The punishment that he, my uncle and this woman's brother will have is honestly the punishment in the world to me.
So basically,
because
it's for everybody else. It's for everybody else. It's not
right.
Really for. It's not really for him. So I, that,
no,
I mean, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Amy in Bel Air. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, she wants to tell her brother, "You cannot speak at our mom's funeral." Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
I would say talk her out of it.
Why?
While I can appreciate and understand her feelings on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently lost my mom, and between me and my other siblings, we all had complicated relationships with my mother.
Yeah.
And there were times in my life that I had to stop talking to my mom due to protecting my own peace and my family's peace.
Yeah.
But that didn't mean I didn't love her. It didn't mean I didn't care. It just meant that I couldn't have her in my life at those times.
Yeah, right.
And I don't think that it's up to anybody's siblings to decide whether or not he should or should not be able to speak at the funeral.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See, that's also fair. I think Jess, we've all gone through phases with our family where you and I both can say that we've stepped back from our family.
No,
so
yeah.
Do we feel like that our
right,
other
and with
siblings?
With my mom, at the end, like, my situation was a little different because I got to say goodbye to her before she passed.
Yeah.
But she had regrets, and she was able to voice those to her children. And we don't know if his mom would have done that with him.
Damn, man.
She probably did have regrets, and at the end of the day, he was her son, and I'm sure she loved him.
So
she would never want him to live with the regret of not being able to get closure.
That's what I'm saying. So why is Anonymous the gatekeeper of this?
Why is she
the gatekeeper?
But I don't see it.
I don't think she's trying to be the gatekeeper.
I don't think so either.
I think that she has valid feelings, but I think that regardless of those feelings, she needs to allow it to happen. And you know what? If he makes it about him, I agree with the funeral person that it's on him. But she could be stealing away his only opportunity to get closure, and I don't think that that's right.
Okay, we hear that. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Amy, and I'm so sorry about your mom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, I mean, what do you want to do? Does this advice help at all? I mean, do you... I don't know if it helps solve anything, but, like, do you want to...
I still am not really sure. You know, some people seem to be agreeing with me that he shouldn't be allowed to speak, and
sure.
then... You know, there's had some pretty valid reasons that that I should let him speak.
Right.
I'm still really torn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of, just in general, even without the situation, I feel like you have a lot to process right now. You've got time to think about it. I think maybe something you just talk to your family about too, you know, and.
That's true. So the pressure isn't just on you and your sister.
Right. It's something you guys can kind of like think about together and make a family decision of what's best for everybody involved. You know, we do something called a Talk Me Out of It update, where we check back in with people from the previous week. Listen, I know you're going through a lot right now. By no means would you need to call us back and be on that segment on Monday, but would you want to check back in with us? Clearly, it's going to be a heavy weekend, so you would by no means need to, but would that be something that you would want to be a part of?
Yeah, I will. I mean, you've taken the time and your listeners have. I would like to do that.
Okay. Well, listen, it's up to you. We'll be here 8:25 Monday, and we'll find out kind of what went down with you guys this weekend. But either way, listen, we love you, and we're sending you guys a lot of strength this weekend, no matter what happens at the funeral, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.